Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet. Glad to have her with us on the broadcast. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, your automobile, place, confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to change your life forever. Yes, Jesus come to make your life brand new, inside out. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons, preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God, we have had some beautiful services in them jails and prisons before March of 2020, when the coronavirus closed them. Now, I know we're in December, going into December 2022. Praise God, and about the end of the year. Praise the Lord, and we're still on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. But, amen, we're continuing to come on out of the coronavirus, hopefully. Praise God. We got a powerful message here on the broadcast talking about being ready. Not just spending your whole life getting ready, but be ready. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We're going to, amen, continue on today. We'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. For the continuation of the message, praise the Lord. And at the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. It's time to get right with the Lord. It's time out for playing church. It's time to be real for God, because God is coming back for a people, for a church without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing, but one that is holy. Praise God. I'm telling you. Now, how in the world are you going to be in that church without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish? Or any such thing, if you still messing with the devil, still, amen, living an up and down life, ain't crossing every I, ain't dotting every T. I'm telling you, praise God, something to think about. Praise the Lord. But Jesus come to fix it so you can live right and obey and keep the commandments of God. There's no need to use grace for an excuse, because grace do not cover people so that they can sin and do wrong and thinking you can slip into heaven. Amen. Under grace. It don't work like that. Jesus come to fix it so you can be able to live a life with victory over the devil. So you can go to heaven shouting and praising God. Amen. Being clean on the inside. That's what Jesus come to do. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for my wonderful wife, companion, Missionary Velvet. She's here. I'm glad for she being here. Praise God. We're going to let her do some ministry here on the broadcast on this today. Amen. So, amen. Let's hear from Missionary Velvet.
Praise the Lord. We bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We praise the Lord. I mean that you have come through and help you have had a blessed Thanksgiving season with your family and friends, because there is so much to be thankful for. Even though there is so much going on in the world and so much tragedy, but it's still, we have a lot to thank God for. God, we have Jesus Christ, a Savior, who is there at all times to help us through whatever we are facing. I say, I thank you, Lord, for this song the Lord gave me, inspired by a message that Ella Holmes preached a couple of months ago. And the title of the song is, "What Way Will You Choose?" We all have to make a choice in what direction we will go in. What way will you choose? Would it be that straight and narrow way? Or would it be that broad way? What way will you choose? What way will you choose? That straight and narrow way, you will be with God, His Son, Jesus Christ, in the angels in heaven, forever and ever. Or that broad way, with the devil, his angels and demons, in hellfire forever and ever. What way will you choose? What way will you choose? Would it be that straight and narrow way? Or would it be that broad way? God has given us free will to choose between good or evil. It is your personal choice. Nobody can decide for you. You must choose which way you will go. That straight and narrow way, you will obey the voice of God, His statutes and commandments, to hear His Son, and allow Him to forgive you of your committed sin. Denying yourself and taking your cross daily to follow Him. What way will you choose? What way will you choose? Would it be that broad way where there are no rules and regulations? Then you find yourself committing the sins of the flesh, having strife and hatred in your heart. Little love for your fellow man. What way will you choose? Hallelujah. What way will you choose? Would it be that straight and narrow way? Or would it be that broad way? And what way will you choose? That straight and narrow way. You would be like Moses said. I'd rather suffer with the people of God then enjoy the pleasures of sin just for a season. You would be like Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Then most of all, you would be like Paul said, I press toward the mark of the high calling, forgetting those things that are behind me, looking forward to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So what way will you choose? What way will you choose? It is your decision. It is your personal choice. Would it be that broad way? And be like the rich man said, I will eat, be merry, tear down my bonds, and be a bigger one. But that very same night, he was called out fool, and his soul was required of him. I'll be like the other rich man, who dressed in purple and fine linen, and fed sumptuously every day. He was so selfish, he would not allow Lazarus to have the crumbs from his table. He died and was buried. In hell, he lift up his eyes in torment. He said, allow Lazarus to dip his finger in water that it may cool my tongue. I am tormented in this place. Then he said, allow him to go back and warn my five brothers not to come to this place. But he was told, oh, there is a gulf between the two, and one could not go to the other, to the left. Oh, but they must listen to the prophet in this day and time to warn them. Or will you be like the people in Noah's time? They failed to heed the warning that Noah preached 120 years, and they were destroyed. Or will you be like Sodom and Gomorrah? Oh, they were destroyed with fire and brimstone. But the Bible tells us it would be worse for us in our day and time compared to them. So what way will you choose? What way will you choose? What way will you choose? Oh, hallelujah. It is your choice. What way will you choose? Would it be that straight and narrow way? Or would it be that broad way? You must choose. You must choose. God has given you free will to choose. It is your personal choice. What way will you choose? What way will you choose? I would choose that straight and narrow way. Cause that straight and narrow way will be with God, His Son, Jesus. Christ and the angels in heaven forever and ever. So what way will you choose? What way will you choose? Hallelujah, you must choose, you must choose.
What way will you choose?
Hallelujah.
There's a choice that everyone must make. Whether to follow Jesus or follow the devil in his many tactics, his many traps.
Hallelujah.
Satan, amen, disguised itself up in many ways.
Jesus.
With the false religions out here, with the different types of cults, with all this stuff out here to bewitch you and lead you astray. But Jesus said in St. John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me.
Amen, amen.
And I'm talking about the Jesus that came straight from heaven through the Virgin Mary. Praise the Lord. That's the Jesus I'm talking about. Praise God. Jesus came into the world to lay the plan of salvation so that we can be free from sin. Praise God. He said in St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom so that you can be free. Amen. When Christ come in, the devil goes out. Because light and darkness don't mix.
Amen, amen, amen.
You know light and darkness don't mix. Light comes in, darkness goes out. Darkness comes in when light goes out. So light and darkness don't mix together. So let you know, you can't mix Jesus up with the devil. You know, it's not going to work. Because like we said on the broadcast in St. Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters. You either love one or hate the other. You can't serve God and mammon, which is the world, which is the devil. The devil hides behind money. He hides behind the lust of the flesh. He hides behind pride. He just hides behind the different things out there in the world. But I want to let you know, you can't serve two masters. You got to pick and choose which way you will go. Amen. If you follow Jesus, then you'll go all the way with him. And then you'll, amen, the Lord will bless you to have what you need and give you desires of your heart. But if you first got to follow him with serve the Lord and do what is right, obey his word and commandments, and the Lord will bless you. Praise God. Amen. But the thing is that people want to mix the world up and said it's saved too. But you can't do that. You got to choose which way you will go. Praise God. Now, the Bible said in Ephesians 5:20, I believe. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it, cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Now, the Lord wants to sanctify the people. Cleanse you. Washing of the water by the word. Let you know that the water that he's talking about is the water that came from his body. Because, amen. Oh, when the soldier pierced him in the side, oak came from his body, water and blood. Amen. The water there will wash you, sanctify you holy. That came from Jesus. The blood will cleanse you and make you whiter than snow. We sang the song, what can make me white as snow? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The water from Jesus' body will wash you clean. Yes, it will. As the prophet prophesied in Ezekiel, sprinkle clean water upon you. You shall be clean. The blame man. I'm telling you, the water that from Jesus' body will wash you and make you clean. The blood will cleanse you and take away sin out of you so that you can be free. That's why I said in St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. And when he give you a deed to your freedom, then, praise God, he placed the devil where he belongs, that's under your feet. The blood of Jesus writes your name on heaven's roll. Therefore, you got a seat in the kingdom of God. You are a candidate to receive the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. Because when Jesus rose out of the Jordan River, the Holy Ghost descended as a dove. And it landed on Jesus. Then you know when you get Jesus in us, when Jesus come in you, the Holy Ghost will come. Because it comes on Jesus. And you are sealed until the day of redemption. Till Jesus come and take you home. That's when you are truly ready to meet the Christ. That's a true life, a true saint of God that's saved. Praise God. You work your salvation out. Repentance. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sins. Repent in godly sorrow. Work your all that sin out your heart that you did wrong. Being baptized in water, testifying that you've given up the old way of living. There's a physical washing of the body. You ain't going to use your hands and no more to serve sin. You are not going to use your mouth to tell no more lies, to curse no more. So it's a physical washing of the body, testifying to the world you're going to change your way of living. Man, justification. You got peace with God. You got peace with your fellow man. You got peace with those who don't have peace with you. You don't forgave those that done you wrong. That's justified. You make your wrong right. Justification by faith. You pray and ask the Lord to sanctify your soul. Pray and ask the Lord to sanctify you. Breathe in your soul. Because the Lord will breathe in you. Make you clean. Praise God. Make you clean. Then you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. You got to work it out. You work it out. You get it right. Then you'll do right. You'll be able to last and live this Christian life from January to December, year after year. Amen. We sang the song down through the years. Lord been good to me. I'm telling you, I can sing that song down through the years. Lord been good to me because the Lord been good to me down through the years.
That's all right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 5:27. That he might present it to himself a glorious church. Not having a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing, that it be holy and without blemish. Let you know that the Lord want a people that without spot. Now, how in the world you will be in this church if you still got spots in you? I'm telling you. People need to think about that. You can't be in and out the church, jumping out the church, in the church, jumping out the church, in the church. Lord don't play musical chairs. You don't play games with the Lord like that. You're either in the church or you're out the church. It ain't jumping in, jumping out, jumping in, jumping out. You don't do that. You're either in the church or out the church. If you're in the church, you're a child of God living holy. If you're sinning doing wrong, you're out the church. You need to get in. You need to get in the church. Praise God. And that's the way it is. Now, in order to get in the church, you got to get washed in the blood. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Cleansed in the blood of the Lamb. Washed by the water, by the word. Praise God. Amen. Cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. If you want to get in the church. Praise God. I'm talking about the church that Jesus bought. Amen. I'm telling you, he bought it. That's what he's coming back for. Amen. Those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Cleaned up. Praise God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Now he may present to his church without a spot. A spot is sin. Yes, sin. Amen. Get rid of the sin. Because you can't go to him with sin in your heart. Wrinkles. Wrinkles are misunderstandings. People have misunderstandings. When you have misunderstandings, that they don't quite see eye to eye on things. And in order for you to get them things right, you must get it right. Because the Bible said, as much as lie within us, live peaceably with all men. We got to get things right with the Lord. Get things right with God. Get things right with one another. Amen. Get things right with your brother and your sister. Praise God. Amen. Don't have these wrinkles in your Christian life, in your Christian walk with the Lord. because these things will become problems along the way. Sometime a wrinkle can grow up into something bigger. So get it while it's small, get rid of it before it gets bigger and become a bigger problem down the road. A blemish awaits. Things that hold you back as a Christian. Slow your progress down, traveling up this Christian race. It's a hinder to your spiritual growth in the Lord. Those are weights. Satan loves to throw weights out there to hinder the people of God from moving up in the Lord, going up higher in God, being spiritual. Amen. Those are blemishes. Sometimes a blemish can lead to sin if you don't watch it. And people need to understand and know that. Praise God. Blemishes. Amen. And I want to let you know what some blemishes are. Some things that, amen, that can be a hinder to your spiritual growth if you allow them to. If you allow it to, it can be a hinder to your spiritual growth in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And I'll let you know what some of these weights are, some of these hinders are. Amen. For a child of God, amen, a weight or a blemish can be ball games, can be a blemish. Because people rather be at the ball game than to be at church. You rather be playing ball than to be in the church in the prayer services. You rather to be out there on your ball team trying to win a ball game than to be in prayer with the Lord. It can be a weight. It can be a hinder to you. These things you got to keep in check. Amen. The love of money can be a blemish. Because people rather to work overtime. Work. Work. Workaholics. Work. Don't have time for church. No time for prayer. No time for serving the Lord. Busy working. All of that can be a hinder to your spiritual growth. People want to play bingo. Gambling do. Trying to get more money. Those are serious blemishes. Will hinder your spiritual walk with the Lord. Amen. Also, amen. People that love to indulge in other activities and rather be there than to be in church, such as amusement parks. Want to be at different types of events, boxing matches, going to races, car races, going to other events. Rather be there than to be in church. These things can be blemishes. It can be blemishes. It can hinder your spiritual walk with the Lord. So we, amen, walk in the straight and narrow way. You got to sanctify yourself. You must give up the world. We sang the song, "One day, Lord, I gave up the world for me, for you." You got to give the world up to follow Jesus. And people need to understand and know that. Amen. Praise God. You got to be careful with these things because these things can hinder your spiritual progress. You won't be as spiritual. You won't be, amen, as connected with the Lord like you should. There's other weights too out there too, but you got to be careful with them because these things can be like a snake. It will bite the spiritual life out of you if you allow it, and you'll be dried up. Amen. But in order to be on fire for God, you have to be in prayer. Fasting and praying will cause you to get on fire for the Lord. Fasting. People know what it means. Folks don't fast. Folks, fasting is when you turn your plate down. You don't eat your natural food. You don't drink juice. Amen. Praise God. But you fast. Drink water. Amen. Fasting. That's a dry fast. Fasting. Praise God. Amen. Fasting for the Lord. So that your spiritual man gets strong. Pray God, amen. Some people don't fast no more. Amen. I mean, amen. Because amen, they think they fasting is a going other style, but fasting is, amen, is good for your spiritual walk with the Lord. It helps you to move up in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm tell you, amen. And people that's got different types of body weaknesses and all, amen. Some people use a fast talking about, amen, don't eat no meat and just eat vegetables. Oh, amen. I'm tell you, amen. Whatever you call the Daniel fast, whatever that is, pray God. So, amen. If you that's all you can do, more power to you. Pray God. But I'm talking about fasting. Amen. The way you're supposed to fast. Praise God. Amen. All right, then, pray God. We're going to continue the broadcast, the message on another broadcast. We're doing some just teaching and doing. Right now, we're going to get ready for the prayer of faith. So, amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for the message all them during the month. Lord, we're talking about being ready to meet the Lord. Amen. Lord, look on people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Deliver them, set them free. Lord, set people free from alcohol, from drugs. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful prayer, Michelle.
Praise him. Praise the Lord. It's so good. The song says, yes, Jesus loved me, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loved each and every one of us. And he has a plan for all of us. All he want to do is us to turn our life fully over to him. He will mold us and make us into what we need to be. So you give the Lord a chance. Though behind prison, Bob, we thank the Lord for you. Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to have hope and to prosper. You are not forgotten. You are not alone. That Jesus is your best friend. Those in the free world think of your prayers as a part of our ministry. Will you continue to pray for us as we pray for you? And the Lord has a blessing with your name on it too. And he can supply your every need. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I encourage you to give God a chance. It would be the best decision you ever made. Everything you need, God got it. He got everything that you need. He is the one that you can turn your whole life over to. You can trust him with everything that you have. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Amen. And then pray for Sylvia and myself. And those of you in the free world, clinging to our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. Thank God for the hundreds of people that have clicked in on our website. Praise God. Amen. To next broadcast, this Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train is bound for glory.